You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
Hi, friends. This is episode 221 of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. And again, you got me today. And I wanted to share a Bible verse and some things that I journaled when I was reading and doing my devotions this week. And I certainly hope that they're as inspiring and encouraging as they were for me. Now, the Bible verse for today is Psalm 119, verse 37. Turn your eyes away from gazing at worthless things and revive me by your ways. Turn my eyes away from gazing at worthless things and revive me by your ways. And something I read a while ago was our gaze will guide us and we will become what we behold. Those are pretty powerful words. And when I took a step back and thought about those, you know, I asked myself these questions. Who am I allowing to speak into my life? What environments am I associating myself with? And this is both online and offline environments. And where do I go to seek encouragement? So who am I allowing to speak into my life? What environments am I associating myself with? Where do I go to seek encouragement? And considering the answers to the above, I ask myself, how are they impacting me, my life, my business, and ultimately, how are they then impacting my outcomes? Because as the Bible verse said, and you know, our gaze will guide us, we will become what we behold, my gaze is guiding me. And the outcomes that I no doubt generate because of my gaze, it's going to guide me and impact me positively or negatively. And so the things that I came up with was this: our gaze will continue to empower me. One gaze will continue to empower me. One gaze will speak truth and life into who I am and who I'm becoming. One gaze will remind me of who I am and what my purpose and my calling is. One gaze will lift me up when I stumble. One gaze will remind me that I am enough. One gaze will remind me of the incredible value that I offer. One gaze will remind me of how much I am loved. And the other gaze won't. The other gaze won't. And guess whose gaze will empower, will speak truth and life into you and who you're becoming, will remind you of who you are and whose you are, what your purpose, what your calling is, will lift you up when you stumble, will say you are enough, will remind you of the incredible value you offer and just how much you are loved. And of course, that gaze is the gaze of our Lord and Heavenly Father. So my friend, this week, turn to Him. Allow Him to speak into your life, especially in those moments where the enemy says you're not good enough, or maybe a project proposal that you have put forward has been rejected and you've got a no. Maybe a prospective client that you had your heart set on securing has said no. Go and seek encouragement from the Lord. Get encouragement there. Dive into the Bible. Take it to prayer. Because that is what's going to count. That gaze will lift you up. That gaze will give you hope, will give you strength. And so I just wanted to remind you and ask you, where is your gaze guiding you? Because as someone who wants to be the difference, as someone who wants to be that change maker, to change the world one message at a time, it matters. So let me know what you think. If we haven't already, connect on LinkedIn, please reach out. Let me know that you heard from the show. Anne Marie Cross is where you'll find me. Or if you're on Instagram, I'm over at Anne Marie Coach. Let me know what your thoughts are. I can't wait to hear from you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by PodcastingWithPurpose.com. Stand out. Be heard. Influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.